Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, That's the Way It Was In. 1980 by Carolyn Brown is a nonfiction and humor-centered retrospective built around memories of 1979 and 1980, with a special emphasis on the atmosphere of daily life, local community events, and the wider pop culture backdrop of the era. Published by Broken Ale Press and released in 2026, the book reflects Brown's move away from the romance and women's fiction, for which she is best known. The available descriptions indicate that it combines personal recollection with historical markers from the period, including familiar late 20th century developments such as Pac-Man, CNN, and the Rubik's Cube. Rather than aiming to be a formal history, the book appears to preserve the texture of a specific time through a first-person, conversational lens. Its purpose is therefore less about exhaustive documentation and more about capturing how a year felt from inside one place and one life, which gives it value as both a memory piece and a cultural snapshot. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a personal memory book rooted in 1979 and 1980. The most distinctive feature of the book is its grounding in lived memory rather than detached historical reporting. The available summary shows that Brown uses the period around 1979 and 1980 as the frame for recalling what was happening in her world, especially in Davis, America, where she notes major personal and community milestones. That approach matters because it shapes the book as a memoir-like reflection built from firsthand experience. Even though it is categorized as nonfiction and humor, instead of trying to cover the entire year in an encyclopedic way, the book seems to organize meaning through remembered moments that were important to the author. This gives the narrative a local and intimate quality. Readers are likely meant to understand the era through a person who is actively living it, working, observing, and reacting to events as they unfolded. The result is a portrait of a time period that feels immediate rather than abstract, with memory functioning as the main organizing principle. Secondly, everyday life in a small community as the real subject. Although the title points to a specific year, the book appears to be as much about place as about time. The Google Book snippet indicates that Brown writes about Davis and about the newspaper work that eventually led to her weekly column, which suggests that ordinary routines and local institutions are central to the book's meaning. This is important because small community details often reveal more about a historical moment than broad national summaries do. A local football championship, family photographs, and newspaper work may seem modest, but together they create a layered picture of how people experience change through familiar settings. The book seems to value these details not as background decoration, but as the core of the story. That makes it useful for readers who appreciate cultural history at a human scale. Instead of presenting 1980 as a remote date, it shows how the year was lived through school, work, family, and local pride. This emphasis on everyday life helps the book stand apart from generalized nostalgia projects. Thirdly, pop culture milestones used as markers of a changing era. The book also appears to connect private memory with widely recognized cultural signals from the early 1980s. Mentioned references such as Pac-Man, CNN, and the introduction of the Rubik's Cube help situate the book in a rapidly changing media and consumer landscape. These details matter because they provide readers with anchor points that make the era immediately recognizable. In a book like this, pop culture is not simply trivia. It functions as a way of measuring how fast the world was shifting around everyday life. Brown seems to place her personal recollections against these public developments, creating a contrast between the scale of national change and the scale of individual experience. That structure can be especially effective in nonfiction, because it allows readers to see how major cultural symbols entered ordinary conversation and memory. The book, therefore, works as a bridge between private reminiscence and shared cultural history, showing that a year is remembered not only by headlines, but also by the games, technologies, and media that defined its everyday atmosphere. Fourthly, humor and conversational voice as the book's interpretive method. The book is listed under humor and entertainment, and that classification suggests that Brown's voice is likely part of the book's appeal. Rather than treating the material as solemn historical commentary, the work appears to rely on a conversational, reflective tone that makes recollection feel approachable. This matters because humor can do more than entertain. It can shape how readers evaluate the past. A light, personable style allows an author to turn ordinary incidents into memorable observations without forcing them into a formal argument. Based on the available description, the book seems to feel like listening to someone tell stories from the kitchen table rather than reading a strict chronology. That informal quality likely makes the material more accessible to readers who are interested in the period but do not want a dense historical treatment. It also fits Brown's broader authorial identity, since she is known for highly readable popular fiction. In this context, humor is not a distraction from memory, but a way of preserving its tone. especially the quirks and surprises that made daily life in that era distinctive. Lastly, a shift from Brown's fiction career to reflective nonfiction, Carolyn Brown is widely known for romance and women's fiction, so a nonfiction title like this stands out within her body of work. That shift is significant because it changes the expectations readers bring to the book. Instead of plot-driven fiction, they encounter a reflective work rooted in recollection and personal commentary. The available material shows that Brown is a prolific, award-winning author with a long publishing history, which gives this book added interest as a departure from her usual genre pattern. Readers familiar with her fiction may approach it for her voice, wit, and storytelling instinct, while new readers may come to it for the historical and nostalgic value of the subject matter. The book therefore occupies a somewhat unusual position. It is not a conventional memoir, not a traditional history, and not a novel, but a hybrid of memory, humor, and era-specific observation. That hybrid quality is part of what makes it notable. It offers a different way to experience an established author's work, while still staying close to the accessible style that likely attracts her audience. In conclusion, that's the way it was in. .1980 should appeal most to readers who enjoy nostalgic nonfiction, local history reflections, and books that capture the feel of a particular era rather than building a formal historical argument. It is also a good fit for longtime Carolyn Brown readers who want to see a different side of her writing. Since it highlights her voice outside the romance genre, the main benefit of the book is its ability to make a specific year feel concrete through remembered details, whether those details come from community life, newspaper work, or familiar early 1980s cultural markers. Readers interested in the texture of everyday life will likely find more value here than readers expecting a broad political or social history. What helps the book stand out in its category is its combination of personal recollection, humor, and place-based storytelling. Instead of presenting 1980 as a distant historical label, it frames the year as something lived, observed, and remembered from within. That perspective gives the book a distinctive intimacy and makes it useful as both a personal snapshot and a cultural time capsule. If you would like to support Carolyn Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.